Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Board President of the Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation, Kurt Froyen, as he discusses the 2020 Scholarship Award Ceremony video that will take place virtually on YouTube. Kurt, this time of year, normally, we've had an award banquet, we've had those award ceremonies, we've seen these kids here in Knoxville get those scholarships and you know, receive that, and it's always a great time here at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. Little different this year, obviously, with the schools closing down and COVID-19 affecting everybody across the country, but even with that affecting the country, the Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation is still finding a way to honor these seniors and honor the senior class and these kids who have put in so much hard work over the years. Take us through what's coming up here, what the foundation, what are you guys going to be doing to continue that tradition of honoring these seniors?
Nathan, what we are going to be doing, we have put together a virtual award ceremony with the major help of Kurt Schwanebeck, who has donated many, many hours to help put this together. The award ceremony will go live on YouTube this Friday, May 22nd at 9 o'clock a.m. Anyone interested in viewing this ceremony can go to YouTube, and then we're in the search box. Just type in Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation Awards Ceremony, and the link will come up. The ceremony lasts about 25 minutes. During that ceremony, we will honor each of the 74 Knoxville High School graduates from the class of 2020 who will be receiving scholarships. A photo of the student or photo or photos of the student will come up, and the principal, Tracy Wilkins, will be speaking and will list the scholarships that that student will be receiving. We also will talk about the various types of scholarships that we are awarding. And again, we can't thank enough the generosity of the people of Knoxville, the businesses, the families, the individuals, the organizations, the high school graduating classes in the past, all of whom are providing scholarships for our students. Every one of the 74 Knoxville High School graduates who applied for a Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation scholarship will be receiving a scholarship of at least $500. In addition, Nathan, although this will not be included as part of the ceremony, we have 80 Knoxville High School graduates who will be sophomores, juniors, and seniors in college next year who will also be receiving scholarships. Those scholarships also amount to at least $500 for each of those students. And again, all of this is made possible by the generosity of Knoxville alumni, businesses, individuals, families, and organizations here in our community. I can tell you that the overwhelming generosity of the community is truly inspirational.
You know, when you told me about this was going to be going on, I thought to myself, you know, normally you love to see those kids out there walking across that stage and receiving their scholarship and getting the recognition from the crowd. Obviously, like we talked, this couldn't happen. How important was it for the foundation to go, okay, we can't do this award, we can't be on the stage, we can't have the people like we normally have, but how important was it to be able to go, okay, we need to still put something together to make sure we honor these kids?
And that's it. It's honoring the young men and women who are graduating from Knoxville High School this year after their 12-plus years of study, the work that they put into, and the development they have over the years from just a kindergarten student to a young man or woman who are ready to go out off into the world to begin their post-secondary education. And many of the students are going into the workforce immediately out of high school. We wanted to do something to be able to recognize their achievements and also to recognize the generosity of the donors who are anxious to honor our students. Yes, it is. I wish I could shake the hands of every student like I normally get an opportunity to do. I know that the donors would love to be able to have that little bit, few minutes of conversation with the student who's receiving their scholarship. It's wonderful to be able to talk with them for a couple minutes to find out, well, what are their goals, what are their aspirations? And unfortunately, that isn't going to be able to happen this year. We certainly are encouraging the graduates that when they send their thank you letter to their donor to perhaps include one of their senior class pictures so that the donor has that little extra contact with the young man, the young woman who is receiving their scholarship.
You mentioned that 80 kids that are in college right now are also going to be receiving this. So the class of 2020, when they obviously can't have their award ceremony, so you're going to be doing it on YouTube, like you said. When it comes to next year, if the award ceremony is going to be going on, is there a kind of a want to try and get as many of those class of 2020 kids back in here so they can, you know, possibly take part in something actually in person?
That is something we have discussed. First of all, once the students leave Knoxville and they go off to college, it's pretty difficult to get them back. There's been different things that we've tried to do, and sometimes to try and get a group of even four or five together. And it's just about an impossible thing to do. It's sort of like trying to herd spiders. We would love to be able to do something. And who knows where we're going to be next year at this point in time. I have seen that, you know, I think everybody has watched on TV, on the internet, seen a variety of different ways of trying to honor this year's graduating class. What we'll do in the future, we'll be as creative as we possibly can. We just hope that going forward, things will return to some form of normalcy for the future. And one last thing, I would encourage everyone to go to our website, which is kpsfoundation.org. They'll be able to find the names and information of all of our scholarship recipients, all the scholarships that we offer, information on how to become involved with the foundation, how to provide a scholarship for a student in the future, any way, many, many ways where a citizen of Knoxville or an alumnus of Knoxville can find a way to help a student going forward. I'd also say that on YouTube currently there is a presentation on the history of the Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation. You know, on YouTube, they just again put in the search bar Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation, and that history will come up. And it's a wonderful look at what the organization has been able to accomplish in the 17 years that we've been in existence.
Thanks to Board President of the Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation, Kurt Froyen, for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to kniacareless.com and click podcast.